It was special. Special performance. He just really was unblockable most of the day. I mean, just whether it was against the run or the pass, you know, he was showing up in the backfield being very disruptive.
It wasn't just him, obviously. D'Amico had a big game.
Yep.
Mario had a big game. Since Justin's went out, can you talk about how that line has come together and really started basically playing their best ball of the year, it seems?
Yeah, I think they've continued to improve all year. You know, I think Jethro Franklin's done a nice job working the group. I think they've all taken accountability, responsibility. And, yesterday, if you look at the sacks, on a couple occasions, it's the pressure that Mario's getting. It's the pressure that D'Amico's getting that doesn't allow the quarterback a step-up lane, and now Khalil's able to get the sack. So, a lot of good effort up front. And obviously Khalil, end up finishing, with the sack numbers. But some good production out of that group.
Seemed like he was used a variety of moves yesterday to get those sacks in the pull, speed rush around the edge. Is he still developing those techniques?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, he'll continue to grow and develop his skill level. But, obviously he's made tremendous strides.
His strength and power, though, I mean, at least yesterday, he was pushing people directly back, sometimes with one hand. I mean, that must be a real, asset.
That's part of his package. He's got the strength to go along with speed.
Did you see his speed improve over the season? Or what were some of the things that you saw in Khalil that he's improved as far as?
I think his understanding of how to finish, his understanding of, different leverage points and how he can counter what they're trying to do. But really, the finish around the quarterback is the biggest thing. Instead of being close, to be able to finish with a sack.
How much did coverage play into that? The fact that he was able to get there that many times and guys weren't running free enough that he could have moved the ball sometimes?
Correct. No, it goes hand in hand, rushing coverage. And if you make the quarterback reload and your rush is good, you have a chance.
You look at the first half, I think Derek Carr had two completions. And then the second half, come out on the first drive of the third quarter and hits the big pass to Michael Rivera, and you go right down the field and score. What switched for Derek Carr? He had a hard time completing passes and then came right out and went right down the field.
Just executed better in the second half, and in particular the first drive of the second half. It was something we really needed. Came out, got the ball, went down, got a score, and I thought the team responded really well coming out of the break, kind of collecting ourselves and going forward with a lot of good energy.
When you're in a game like that, it's obviously you never know what form a game is going to take when you're in it. As you're in a game like yesterday's was, do you play to your defense? We're going to play it safe. We're not going to turn it over. We're going to keep putting our defense on the field. Or do you continue to attack? Or how do you?
Every game unfolds differently. Yeah, so. You it plays out, and you adjust as you feel you need to throughout the course of the game. So, we went into this game wanting to run the ball more. Obviously, neither team was able to run it the way they had hoped. But we had designs on running the ball a whole lot better than we were able to yesterday, and didn't want their front to be able to tee off on our quarterback. And that was the idea. Didn't generate near as much, in the run game as we were looking for.
Second half, the field position was big. You had to put them in some bad situations.
Yep.
Big reason for that was obviously Marquette.
Right.
He doesn't get a lot of publicity throughout the year, but that part of his game, and I know you weren't here earlier in his career, but that part of his game has really improved. How much have you seen him improve in that aspect since you got here? How big of a weapon is he when he's doing things like that to put your defense in those kind of positions?
I thought that was really huge. Field position is so big in a defensive struggle like that. And, we had five punts that were downed inside the 14. That's tremendous. Really good on his part and the protection, and then the gunners getting down there and getting those balls covered properly. I thought it was was really a strong performance. And so, you know, that's huge. You know, whether you're winning the turnover battle or you're winning some of that hidden yardage like that in the field position, those are factors to winning football.
John Kondo has been one of the more reliable, better long snappers in the game. It's been a while since he had made any kind of game-changing play on special teams. That one where he hustled down and recovered that fumble obviously led to the game-winning points.
Yeah, it was great play. You know, they muffed the ball, fumbled the ball, and he was able to come up with it and out of that pile. And I know that's where he suffered that injury, you know. But it was a huge moment in the game for us to come up with that turnover.
At halftime, you were a very positive player. Just responded to the positive message. Yeah. Did you debate different tactics before you went in there? Were you thinking about possible things you might say?
Who am I debating with? What do you think? I don't know.
You know. Trying to figure out the right tone, obviously, to take it.
Well, yeah, I'm always aware of what I think the team needs at that time. And, you know, we talked about, you know, playing for 60 minutes, bringing our best ball for 60 minutes. And I really believed, I think it was important that the team felt that belief. And so, you know, I calmly addressed, you know, the team that way, that I did believe. And put a smile on your face, go out there and have fun, play these last 30 minutes, give them a full 60 minutes of effort and energy, and believe it'll be good enough. And so our guys, I thought they responded really well.
How do you gauge how much momentum a win like that does for the team, especially this time of year heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, for us, you know, we take the good and the bad, and we move forward to the next opponent. So obviously, you know, the Packers are coming in, and you know, we'll turn our full attention to the Packers as soon as we're done here.
In your mind, does momentum even exist?
Yeah, there's momentum. I think it's created early in the week in how you approach the game and how you prepare yourself. I thought last Thursday was one of our better practices of the year, you know, and so I thought we created momentum in that practice for, you know, what we saw yesterday.
But not from the previous game.
Yeah, it can, but we don't want to go up and down.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be even keel. You know, we want to flatten that stuff out because, you know, the preparation is the key. You're getting yourself ready, getting yourself rested, getting yourself recovered. You know, all the things you need to do to dial in the next opponent are most important. And taking an even keel approach really is the most beneficial way to do that.
As a coach, is that something you've had to do?
Yeah.
That even keel approach?
Yes. Yeah, no question. I'm a lot better at it now than I was when I first started, you know. Yeah, it you know, the experience of it, the wisdom you gain through, you know, some of the good and the bad experiences, some of the pain and all that you deal with, there's no question. But in terms of, you know, getting a group of men to understand, you know, what we're capable of together, you know, and getting their full attention to be on the proper things, which is the next opponent and that preparation, that's the key for us.
John obviously came back in and snapped, so I think he seems fine going forward.
I wouldn't make that assumption. Okay. No, he had tests today, you know, we'll see what we need to do going forward.
It's funny you hear TV and the radio, just as a matter of course, people will say, God, you got to have a backup long snapper. How realistic is that? I mean, that's such a specialized position.
Yeah,
to have
yeah.
another guy that's that good at it.
No, you don't have – nobody has another guy like that.
Yeah.
We have a guy. It just happens to be that our guy, you know, had surgery on his wrist a couple weeks ago, so he's still wearing a cast. So that's just a, you know, the way it worked out for us. But that'll be addressed going forward.
You look at the Denver Broncos offense the last couple of years, how many points, how many yards, everything that they've brought to bear. Your defense held them without an offensive touchdown in two meetings this year. How gratifying is that?
Well, I think Kenny and the staff and the players are doing a great job, and anytime you can keep a division opponent out of the end zone, that's great. In one game, if you can do it in both games, that's even better.
Which great defensive player does Khalil remind you most of?
Oh, I'm not good at making comparisons like that. I think he has a rare combination of speed and power, and he's developing that awareness on the angles and how to finish on the quarterback that will allow him to continue to have tremendous production.
Jack, I want to get back to Condo for a minute. You yeah. sound very optimistic. And you've got the test results back. Is there something serious going on?
Well, it's not great news coming back. We'll see how it goes. I think there's a strong likelihood that we'll have to make a move to bring another guy in.
Possibly see an ending for him?
Could be.
Any update on Austin Howard?
He'll be day-to-day. Yeah, Austin will be day-to-day.
Khalif had even been active in a couple of weeks. How did he fare?
He's okay. Yeah. Solid.
I think your four longest pass plays were a tight end.
Yeah.
Game plan, or just those guys coming on every week as those guys progressing?
A little of both. You know, they've got some terrific corners, you know, and they did a good job, and they're a tough matchup, and we felt like we'd have some opportunities with our tight ends, and we're able to get that done. And I think those guys continue to do well. I think Clive continues to grow as a player, and his ability to help impact us in a positive way, continues to grow.
What was his need for growth? What do you have to work on to get to this point?
Oh, just reps, just time, just opportunities to play and to just express who he is and what he does. And he's got really soft hands. I mean, you can see it. He's got soft hands, got an ability to run down the field and stretch the field, and he's a pretty solid blocker as well.
In the six wins this year, it seems like there's been like an unsung hero. Somebody steps up each game. You know, it's been Seth Roberts a few times, but now Michael Rivera steps up. What kind of player has Michael been this season, and how – we've talked about all season, it speaks to how unselfish this team is.
Yeah, I think it's been terrific. Michael's been really solid in his role all year. Yesterday the tight end position was called on for a couple big plays, in particular in the second half, and, both Michael and Clive came up big for us.
For all some of the biggest things you've done this season have been on the road, some of the most impressive games you've had. How eager are you to in front of the home fans to sort of get out there and put your best on display?
Yeah, I mean, every chance you get at home, you look forward to it. I thought probably our best performance at home over the year thus far has been the Jets game.
Yeah.
Against a really good football team. Played really well that day. So we're looking forward to the next opportunity. Obviously, Green Bay coming in this weekend is one of those opportunities. Yeah, I mean, they both, have quick releases. Obviously, Aaron's a lot more accomplished. Derek's a younger player, but, I can see where he would draw some comparisons.
You guys all set?
All right. Thank you.
Yep.